I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The darkness is growing in Venezuela. Today, a ministry leader shares why she's hopeful and news on a longtime host of Children's Bible Hour. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. A surge of attacks on protesters took place last weekend at the Venezuela-Colombia border. Venezuelans are suffering from a severe economic crisis and dwindling supplies of food and medicine. Transworld Radio's Annabelle Torrealba.
The economy in Venezuela is getting worse, and there is less money for the hospitals, less money for the social investments or people that are in need. Most people are eating just once a day. They don't have power sometimes. They don't have water to make food or take showers.
As inflation rises, more people are falling into poverty. Yet even amid the chaos, hope is growing among the people.
Sometimes God allows things to happen, and it's up to us to use those situations to grow, get closer to God, and to pray more. And I think it's what is happening in Venezuela, because now people are realizing that they need God. If you go to Venezuela, you can see the churches are growing.
Transworld Radio is sharing the gospel in schools, laying the foundation for a hopeful future generation. Please pray that God will provide for Venezuelans. And today we start a three-part series on the Palestinian Christian identity. Despite being the birthplace of Christianity, the Holy Land can be a difficult place to be a Christian, specifically for Palestinians. Arij Massoud is the Development and Communications Coordinator for Bethlehem Bible College in Bethlehem. She speaks to this truth firsthand. Massoud was raised in a war zone. Her formative years, like many other Palestinians, were filled with wars and exposure to weapons.
This is a background soundtrack to your life, actually. You know what it means to have soldiers around, to be in fear as well, because you need to always be cautious to differentiate between sounds of shootings and between fireworks, for example. And I don't think that's usually everyone around the world who knows the differences. But for us, that's how it is living in the Holy Land, or that's how it is being a Palestinian.
So how does the Palestinian identity against the backsplash of an occupation mesh with a Christian faith? For Massoud, her Christian and Palestinian identities are inseparable. But as a Palestinian Christian, she says,
I have a bigger responsibility towards my identity because I'm asked to love my enemy.
Find out what this looks like and how the global church can support its Palestinian family at missionnews.org. And if you remember Children's Bible Hour, you'll be sad to learn that Uncle Charlie has passed on to glory. Charlie Vandermeer, known by Christian kids as Uncle Charlie for decades, passed away at his Michigan home on Friday. Greg Yoder, Executive Director of Keys for Kids Ministries.
Charlie was just a happy-go-lucky, loving kind of guy and passionate about one thing, and that's telling kids and families about Jesus Christ. He has had an impact on so many lives. And if you've been anywhere near our Facebook page, there are literally thousands and thousands of comments. Some people that have been involved with then Children's Bible Hour, now Keys for Kids, for several generations.
At 9 years old, Vandermeer began taking part in the live Children's Bible Hour radio broadcasts. Nearly 30 years later, he became the director and continued as the ministry's voice until 2015. From beginning to end, Yoder says one thing remained a priority for Charlie.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. Jesus Christ is what I'm talking about. I believe the same today as I did when I was 6 years old, that you need to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That was Charlie preaching the gospel until the very end. It's impossible this side of heaven to really understand the impact that Charlie's life had on other people's lives and how God used him in the most amazing way.
And details about Charlie's Celebration of Life service can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. You can also learn about One Way's PrayerCast ministry. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.